Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Wow, give the worship team a big clap, will you? That was, they go from glory to glory. I'm so blessed. I could just keep drinking, you know. I said, Lord, more. And this is a community and a church where you don't have to feel ashamed to start just drinking. And if you feel like rolling on the floor, you can. You know, sometimes I have felt like Friday night. Oh, my goodness. If you want to experience a Jesus party, please feel free to come join us during the watch. It is so great. And I want to tell you, something was cooking during the water baptism this morning. We want to recognize some of the ones who got baptized, Jairon, Balthazar, he's so special. Oh, yes. Brave young man. Amen, Jairon. And Manana and Richard Rivera. And Itiana and Christina Winters and Journey Winters. Praise God. Lord bless them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a text from Nancy Majira. She was texting something. And this morning to all of us here. And it said, well, Feliz Dia Mamis. Happy Mother's Day. So it is, it's a great day, and I think so appropriate, and it pleases the heart of God that we do this. And so I appreciate Bonnie letting all the mothers, and we are including all ladies. Did everybody get a flower? I didn't get, where is mine?
Pastor Mahesh, on behalf of Mother Teresa, a branch of whose order of the True Sisters have received you officially as one of their nuns. On this Mother's Day, Pastor Mahesh, would you accept this rose?
Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to honor all the ladies, but it is true that an order of nuns, real Catholic sisters, did make me an honorary nun. So, if you feel like you want to swim dangerous waters, you could call me sister. But I just wanted to hold it up. And oh, gosh. Thank you. Did all the ladies get a flower? Amen. Hold it up. Because for all the ladies here, whether you are natural mothers, spiritual mothers. We want to honor single mothers, widows, all of them. God wants to say he loves you. And we, from this house, from the headquarters, world headquarters, the watch, of the Lord, where prayers and blessings for this nation and Israel and Jerusalem have gone on for nearly 24 years, unbroken. We say shalom and blessings to each of you. And to all the ladies, we speak a special glory cloud. Touch you today and refresh you in the name of Jesus. And the people said, amen. 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 Give them a big clap again. Thank you, Father. So it is appropriate.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns.
This is just for you, Mary Mahesh. The tender.
Oh, no.
Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. And I said love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed.
How far are we gonna go with this?
Oh,
the
my
rose. Amen.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Thank you. So, I need to go directly to Scripture. And I really felt this. Michael was sharing and saying the healings, really there is an atmosphere of healings. So as the healing river comes by, in any way, wherever it is able to touch you, or it's just grab hold of it. If you have, he says it's in the digestive system, but you need a touch in your lungs. It's all right. It's right there nearby. I grab it because the grace of the Lord is just amazing. In that flow. I remember years ago doing a day of healing for CBN, for the 700 Club, years ago. And they had Father Francis McNutt and myself come and do a special founders gathering to represent healing, the healing ministry in the United States. And so they said, what do you see? And I said, well, there is a lady, I can see her by vision, who is wearing a red sweater, and she has been almost immobilized by arthritis, and the healing glory is touching her right now. So just take it and receive it. And they got very quickly a phone call from Colorado Springs, I believe. And there was a lady who had been so affected by the arthritic paralysis that she just stayed on the second floor. Someone else took care of her children, and she just couldn't move from her room. And the glory fell on her, and it hit her. And the main thing was that red sweater. She said, I'm wearing a red sweater. And I think it was October time, and must have been cold or something. She jumped up and started running up and down the stairs, and the glory just healed her completely. But the thing was that they got 30 other phone calls of women across the United States. You remember that, right, Bonnie? And they were all wearing red sweaters, and they had severe arthritis one way or the other, and they all got healed. And so they asked me to say, well, Brother Mahesh, you said that lady in the wearing a red sweater is getting healed. You said that person. Now, why are now 30 other people calling? I said, that's no problem. So God is no respecter of persons. More than 30 people that are out there wearing red sweaters, I mean, they had enough faith to say, that's for me. And you lay hold of it. So just release your faith and say, that's for me. Hallelujah. So anyway, Proverbs 6:20, my son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother, and bind them continually upon thine heart, tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. And if I have time, I'll show several scriptures again and again, from Exodus to Deuteronomy to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Ephesians 6. God keeps on saying, honor your father and your mother. In fact, it says, and this is the first commandment, Ephesians 6, that is with a blessing. And it means long life and blessing. How many of you want blessing? And it's a blessing. So part of the proviso is God says, listen and bless your father and mother. And I'm so grateful for all the children that have grown up in this fellowship over the years, men and women who I've seen who have walked in that honor of loving the Lord, loving the church, but loving their fathers and mothers, and they've grown up and now becoming have not only become, but some in the process of becoming awesome, special, key people all over. So I wanted to just, yesterday, by the way, Friday, President Trump and First Lady Melania hosted a lot of military mothers in the White House. And there was a big man and everything, and they were honoring all the mothers whose sons and daughters are serving in the armed forces. So we have right here on our show, we want to honor the mother is Kathy Lane, but Josiah Lane, Dave and Kathy Lane's son. Where are you, Josiah? Are you here? There you are. Come up here for a moment. Wow. Bless you. Welcome. Doesn't it look good? So tell us what you're up to right now, Josiah.
Down in Florida, serving in the Air Force. So pin on captain here at the end of the month and just loving life.
So you're becoming captain?
Yes, sir.
At the end of the month?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Does your mom also call you captain?
No, not
she
at all.
She can call you Josiah.
She calls me Josiah.
We can also call you Josiah.
Yes. Very honored to have you call me Josiah.
And you will be, we won't give details, but very quickly you'll be sent overseas.
Yes.
Yeah, somewhere in the Middle East, some maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. So set your hand out towards Josiah.
And for those of you who may not know, Josiah's wife is Natalie, who is also serving. And so as young, courageous lovers of Jesus, they often find themselves deployed from the very beginning of their marriage in opposite places, and yet God is doing something supernatural. And you know that's because of your faithfulness and your determination, those quality decisions, Josiah, that you and Natalie made as the Lord brought you together, and you recognized that at least for a season and maybe an extended one, he would have you serve as a couple that might mean you would be individually in different places. So we're remembering her and covering her and blessing her today. And he forgot to tell you that he just got his master's and he finished with a 3.8.
Amen. And as you stretch out, we bless not only Josiah, but all our sons and daughters who are wearing the uniform of the armed forces, wherever they are. We send angels to protect them day and night. Bless and prosper them. We are so proud of them that they are there to protect us, to honor the flag, and to honor this wonderful nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Josiah. Bless you. So, as we bless all the mothers. By the way, I hope some of you have decided you're going to take the mommies out to lunch or at home have a special something for them. If you gentlemen or ladies or young men and women have not thought of that, make sure you do. Flowers are always appropriate. If you are in consternation, what shall I get my wife? Or what shall I get my mother? Flowers. Now, she may often say, don't bother. I'm getting tired. No. Don't listen. Sometimes that's often a lying spirit. Flowers are always good. Right? So, when I say, you know, we bless the mom, we also, of course, bless the grandmas. And if you remember, I mean, I want to honor the ones who have gone on before us. I saw, again, one of our spiritual moms and will always remain in my heart. I kind of miss that for so many years, Mama Elena, who had reached 100 and then 105 and was almost making it to 106. When I saw her, I had to make my way to her and give her a big hug, and she would give me a blessing. And I'll tell you, there was no blessing so precious to me than receiving that simple blessing. And if you remember, each birthday we would bring her up. And as she got 102, 103, 104, 105, and it was our honor, Bonnie and I, when we wrote, I thought we had been preparing nearly 25 years to write one of the premier books on the cross. It's right now being recognized as one of the best theological and inspirational books on the cross. The Power of the Cross, the Epicenter of Glory. We felt like we needed to dedicate it to, there was only one person we wanted to dedicate to, Mama Elena, received the dedication. So we honor Charlene Hoover, a real mother in Israel. And I bet they are still blessing us, blessing their children, their grandchildren. And there's just this small veil that separates us. And we look forward to seeing all our mothers that have passed on to glory. But and as we bless them, we also receive a blessing from them. And there's a scripture that, by the way, Exodus 20, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord giveth thee. And then let me get to one of the other scriptures I wanted to emphasize today is this one. And that's for all you ladies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. How about that? She'll do him only good and not evil all the days of her life. Now, from time to time, she may threaten to kill you, but that's just not really. I'm going out of line, Lord, forgive me. She seeketh wool, flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She's like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands she plants the vine. Vineyard, she girdeth her loins with strength, strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good for her. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes fine linen and sells it, and delivers girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household, and eats not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Amen. And so, hallelujah. Yeah, give the Lord a clap for all the way that we are blessed. Now, there's a lady named Anna Jarvis who, when she honored her mom, there was a memorial service. I think she lived 1864 to 1948. May 10th, 1908, she had a memorial service for her mother. And she gave a carnation, which was her mother's favorite flower, to each person who attended. And so within the next few years, it was like a kind of, like a, just a movement that spontaneously started across the nation. And by May 9th, 1914, by an act of Congress, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. He established the day as a time for, quote, public expression of our love and reverence for the mothers of our country. I am glad that he did it. That's something I believe that pleases the heart of God. And then I came across a job description for mommies. So, some of you are applying for the job. Some of you regret applying for the job. It says, number one, this is a permanent job. You can't resign from it. Number two, the successful applicant must be prepared to work very hard. The workplace is often a challenging and chaotic environment. Applicants must possess excellent communications and organization skills and be willing to work variable hours, which will include evenings, weekends, frequent 24-hour shifts on call. This includes extensive chauffeuring duties, also required, but your travel expenses will not usually be reimbursed. Some of this requires overnight being occupying hospital rooms and countless sports events in a variety of odd places. You must possess the physical stamina of a pack mule, be able to go from 0 to 60 miles an hour in 3 seconds flat, in case this time the screams from the backyard are genuine, not just someone crying wolf for playing. You must be willing to face stimulating technical challenges, such as small gadget repair, mysteriously sluggish toilets, and stuck zippers. Your job is to maintain calendars, coordinate production of multiple homework projects. You must have ability to plan or organize social gatherings for clients of all ages and mental outlooks. Must be able to handle the assembly and product safety testing of hundreds of toys, battery-operated devices. Your responsibilities also include floor maintenance, laundry, janitorial work throughout the place of employment. Promotion prospects, none. Your job is to remain in the same position for years without complaining, constantly retraining and updating your skills so that those in your charge can ultimately surpass you. Previous experience, none required, because no other form of employment is totally relevant. But on-the-job in-service training is offered on a continually exhausting basis. Wages and bonuses, none. Job satisfaction is what you hopefully receive. Outlays. You pay every bill for your child, at least until they turn 18, sometimes afterwards, because of the assumption that college will help them become financially independent. The strangest thing about this reverse salary scheme is that you should enjoy it, wish you could only do more. The benefits? A lifetime of free hugs and kisses. That's right on. Amen. And the tenure, by the way, the rest of your life. That's the mommy's job description. And there have been, by the way, if you want the references, exact references of where the God says, honor your father and mother. Exodus 20:12, Deuteronomy 5:16, Matthew 15:4, Mark 7:10, Luke 18:20, Ephesians 6:2. So God keeps on. It's like the Holy Spirit wants to make sure that you get the point. That these are the guidelines for you to have a good life, a life of blessing. Make sure you honor your father and your mother. And also I would include in that some of the ones who have, not to want to talk much about me, but I was have been blessed by ladies who were, became really like spiritual moms. And I remember very much our this fellowship at its founding, one of the ones who influenced us was a great, really a woman apostle. I don't know why you have just a woman apostle, just an apostle. Ruth Heflin was a great apostolic author, teacher, worshiper. I've known many other spiritual moms, and they've gone on in glory. I remember I'd often talk about Derek Prince, but his bulwark for many years, she was a little older than him when they married, and Lydia Prince, and she passed before his time. He went on to live many more years. But she never had physical children. But she adopted. In fact, she was known to adopt and have almost like a small adoption agency in Israel. And she was truly a mother in Israel. And then the Lord gave Brother Derek Prince another wife. And she was a different kind of spiritual mom, but I got to know her also, Ruth Prince, who was somewhat set in her ways. And so I would tease her, and she would just, she had a sense of humor, I'm glad to say, because I felt it was my job to freak her out. She came from a somewhat uptight kind of tradition. And I wanted to let her know that in charismatic Holy Spirit, we are somewhat more relaxed. But we would travel all over with Derek and Ruth Prince and myself in the middle of Zambia to way out there in the wacky place like Pakistan. So, and of course, we have written about some amazing mothers, like our book is quite well known. Make Room for Your Miracle was about the Shunammite woman and who had the wisdom to invite Elisha to come and eat and make his abiding place in her home. And Hannah, a great mother in Israel, in 1 Samuel. You find the mother of the prophet Samuel is just the most amazing, heroic woman. Naomi, in a different way. She's more traditionally would be seen as a mother-in-law. But she was she is a guide to Ruth. Ruth is in the line of from whom Jesus came, from whom, first of all, definitely, we give full credit, that King David came from her line. So Ruth was a great mother in Israel. And of course, Mary, the mother of Jesus. But I want to take just the final few moments to talk about another, because I pray not only for just mothers, all of them, bless them, but sometimes we need to really focus some intercession specifically for those who carry the yoke alone, single moms, whether they are widows or whether the husband, something happened or he abandoned them. It's for whatever reason, they are single moms. But God has a special place in his heart for widows and for single moms. So today, I want to say to all the moms and to single moms, the Lord is hearkening to your prayers. And if you will remember, there was I had a prophetic word. Hold on, let me get my scripture here. If you remember, Friday. How many of you were here Friday? I showed you a headline, and we prayed. In fact, it was an awesome, real piece of news, but it means something, a promise from the Lord for all of you, and we receive it today, because it's the headline. This was April 28th, 2017. So it was about 2 weeks ago. It says nationwide drought of last few years is over in the United States. And that drought conditions all across the United States, all 48 states, and then Hawaii and Alaska, slightly different measurements. But this in the United States, it is the lowest drought condition in 17 years. We have the highest amount of water. There is an overflow, has been an overflow of rain. So that is important for us that we declare that the drought is over. Drought is over. Tell your neighbor, the drought is over. And we talked about Joel chapter 2, which says, let me get that one too. Joel. Chapter 2 was a fun thing to go look over. Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. Behold, I'll send you grain and new wine and oil. And the beasts of the field, for the do not be afraid, for the open pastures are springing up. The tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and the vine yield their fruit. Strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he's given you the former rain faithfully, and he'll cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. So I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, and it goes on and on. You shall have plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people will not be put to shame. So, and the Lord says, you shall know that I am in the midst of you. So that this has significant connotations for us all. And the Lord is saying to us, the drought is over. Tell your neighbor again, the drought is over. And the major scripture then, that I was going to, I'm still journeying towards it, is 1 Kings 17. And this is the word that the Lord, the servant of God, comes personally to a single mom. And I want you to look at verse 8, 1 Kings 17, verse 8. God sends his servant, Elijah. Now remember, Elijah has declared that there will be no rain over Israel. So in a sense, he's being called. He's the cause of it. But he's declaring what God says, because of your wickedness, because of what has been done against the principles, commandments of the Lord, God is saying, you will be without rain. So it's a kind of judgment. But in the midst of it then, God has promised, I will restore the rain to you. And it is going to come. Then it says, then the word of the Lord came to him saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. And some of these are kind of humorous comments that God makes. Sometimes as you look back, it is funny because as far as we know, he really hasn't told the widow anything yet. Did the Lord speak to you? Not that I know of. And the Lord said, I have commanded that widow to provide for you. So in the scriptures before, first the Lord brings Elijah to the brook Kereth. He says, go by there. There's a small stream outside from the River Jordan. And by the way, each day you'll have the orders to go, and your waiters will be ravens. Ravens will come flying and drop some food to you. So the ravens brought him bread, verse 6, and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening. How about that? And they are considered by the Jews, these are unclean animals. And yet the provision comes through unclean animals. So what I want to tell you today is your provision is coming. Now, don't worry about how it comes and who brings it to you. Your provision may be coming through the strangest sources. Right now, it's dirty birds. You dirty bird. Anyway, the dirty birds are bringing his food. When you're hungry, I don't care who brings me the Bojangles biscuit. I'll take it with sausage. Daily, in the morning. Today, it's McMuffin, right? What is it? The breakfast for at McDonald's. McMuffin, yeah. And in the evening, the birds bring it. So, after a while, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise, go to Zarephath. Zarephath. It means a place of the smelter's fire, a workshop of refinement. It's a place of purification. So the Lord, on your journey, is going to provide for you, but also take you through some purification. The heat may get a little intense, but he is doing something in your life. So in each of our lives, we may from time to time have to worry, visit Zarephath. And it's for getting the junk out of our lives. How many of you have some junk in your life? Some were born perfect. Except your wife will tell me, no. He has some refinement. I have needed a lot of refinement. I think it may not just, that's polite word, refinement. The word would be deliverance. Anyway, Elijah is brought here, and God says, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, I think he laid a trap for her. Water, I can do. It's right there, water. This is a time of famine. And this widow is really dying of starvation. She and her child. And the Lord is working on this woman's faith. It's a faith journey. So to each of you, to each of your mom, whoever you are, what I want to tell you is that God has a mission to make you a person of faith. So he's working on you. And he's going to take you from faith to faith. And even when you said, turn around and say to the Lord, you would say to me, Pastor, I have this much faith. Or I have no faith in the situation. What I want to tell you is, God is still going to use you. So, he's still going to use you. So, you are volunteered by the Lord. I don't feel like it. It's fine. I'm taking care of the rest of the thing. And it's easy for the lady to get some water. But it was just a trap. Elijah was being sneaky. He said, by the way, as you go and getting water, bring me some bread. Now, bread is rare. They almost have nothing. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Wow. What a confession. We can go in and die. The Lord purposely doesn't tell us who the name of this lady. And he doesn't even tell Elijah, her name is so-and-so, Mrs. Martha McKinley or something. No. No details given. But slowly, he is going in this very situation, in that place where there is almost no faith. She says, we're going to die. We have a little, going to make a little bit of bread, drink some water. Basically, that's our last meal, and there we are preparing to die. God is about, the drought is over. In that woman's life, the effects of famine and drought are about to be completely, she was going to be delivered, and an awesome, awesome miracle, glory is in the process of being released. But first, she has to go through this challenge where she's, gosh, I don't have anything. And what I believe the Lord is promising. And if you remember, on Friday night, how many of you remember, we're praying about the celebrating the drought is over and all that. And as we started home, there was the sound of thunder and lightning flashing. Yeah. We sang about that. Come on strong, Yahweh. And as we headed home, I mean, it started pouring. It waited for us to get in the car, and then, blah. And I said, the Lord is confirming his word. And this is the word for us, that at this season, on this Mother's Day, I want to say to every mommy and to everyone who is hungry and thirsty for the Lord's breakthrough. God is releasing the spirit of Elijah. And the drought is over. So nudge your neighbor, if you don't mind, and say, tell him, your drought is over. At first look, this precious widow, she ain't making it. She cannot even provide for her beloved son and herself. And God often, and you look at people, in the children of Israel, for example, when they were in slavery, and they did not, they were living off of rations, slave rations, never enough. And then they went through the wilderness, just enough. And through the manna. And then they came into the promised land, which was more than enough. Plenty. And each, the Lord, every state, God is developing their faith. And here is a widow. She has, as far as we can see, she has nobody. She has nothing. And yet God is watching over her. And he's about to do great things. Tell your neighbor, God is about to do great things for you. In weakness, she is being made strong. I have nothing. But in your very weakness, God's going to use it. You don't have to trying to do it in your flesh. God is sending his strength to you. Because when you are weak and you can't do it on your own anymore, this is where God is saying, I'm taking over. What do you need right now? And God says, let me take over. Does not matter whether you have no faith, little faith. God is saying, I am about to do something awesome. So we see here, Elijah says, Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. So you will have plenty. And that bin will never have zero. You will have plenty of flour. You have plenty of oil. So she went away and did according to the word of the Lord Elijah. And she and her household ate for many days. And the miracle happened. She did as Elijah told her.
Pastor, can I say something?
Sure.
On that? That I think speaks to all of us, and that is, we saw at the beginning of the story that the word of the Lord came to Elijah, and you're so right. And that's one of the things that you are so amazing at, is going into the moment way back then and finding the real comedy in the scenario where Elijah ends up becoming, in a very bad way, the victim, if you will, of his own obedience to the Lord, which, you know, torques our brains, but is so encouraging about the mystery of the way that God works. And he assumes when we sign up to have faith in him, to trust him, to follow and obey, as Mahesh always says, Pastor Mahesh says, you sign on the dotted line and he fills in the blanks later. Look at your neighbor. Sometimes he fills in the blanks later. So, first of all, Elijah's going according to the word of the Lord. And he finds himself in the worst of circumstances because of his obedience and the word that he prophesied. Hallelujah. We also share with the world around us. And one of the wonderful things that the difficulties in our life does for us is gives us a fellowship and an empathy as Jesus becoming flesh, becoming human, has with us. We are able, because of difficulties we experience in life, to have empathy and fellowship with other human beings. Praise the Lord. But the thing that you mentioned about, you were laughing and saying, I don't know, you know, he comes to the widow and says, did God speak to you? And she's like, not that I know of. And the messengers being those dirty birds. And it was God in there. And it was the Lord in Elijah. And sometimes when the word of the Lord meets us, put yourself in the position of the widow, right? Sometimes when the word of the Lord meets us, it literally meets us through a very surprising voice or through a message or a word that we might not in the natural want to open the door and say, yes, come in, we'll be a part of this. Because everything about what God had ordained for that woman was resting in the words that Elijah spoke to her. And when those words came to her in that moment, in her circumstance, that was the last possible bit of good news, it seemed to be. You understand? And Pastor, thank you so much for the brilliance and for the anointing and the spirit that you have, the relationship that you have with the Bible and with the Holy Spirit to help us get in what Jesus, why did he mention that to the religious folk? That was one of two events in the Old Testament where God came in the most unusual way to the most unusual people and not to the ones that were doing all the religious stuff right. And those were the two examples. She was one of the two that he mentioned. And so this story to God remains for us at many levels a prophetic, relevant word of encouragement. It's like chewing on something that is so delicious that it continues to have flavor and nourishment. So let us enter into the word today, every one of us, because every point that you have brought out is so prophetically pertinent and powerful to our lives. Hallelujah. I think Pastor deserves a round of applause. And then please finish. The messenger is not always, and the word, the message, is not always what we want to hear in the moment or who we expect it to come from.
Thank you. The thing that you see, and I will just, for us all, I am so excited. I believe that he has brought us to a place where some of us, maybe it almost, my faith level around today is 0.05. I don't know how far I'm at that place. And here she is. She says, we're about to die. And Elijah says, do not fear. Go do as I've said. Make me a small cake. And afterward, makes for something for us. She had said, we're just going to make something for us, eat and die. That was her confession. Elijah is turning it around now. He says, make something for me. But becomes an awesome seed. And see here what she does. She went away and did according to the word of Elijah. Basically, her faith level is going from 0 or 0.5 to 100. Right there. And I just want, I'm believing that for each of you, that you're going to go from 0 to 100. Supernaturally, God is doing something because he is getting involved in our lives. And he is giving us. That's why we make also somewhat of, and it's purposely done that we celebrate around some of the testimonies we hear, because they are have kernels of miracles from which many of us are going to go from 0 to 100 and believe for our miracles, for your children's miracles. Today, some of you need a breakthrough for your grown son. Who is it that need your son needs a job or needs a breakthrough or a health breakthrough? Just we are, right now, we are believing. And it said, remember those hands, because I'm going to, we're going to release that specifically over you. The angel will go and do something today as a blessing for every mother, every son, every daughter, that he is bringing supernatural faith. And part of it is to let go, release. Let go, well, whatever happens. And then it just, the faith goes from 0 to 100. The other thing that I wanted to mention, it was not something God did not tell her, okay, and then I want you to make a giant leap across Mount Carmel and do so. I mean, it was not, it was something ordinary. So in doing something, just making bread, it is not something, from that he brings extraordinary supply. And in everyday, day-to-day things, God in flour and oil that never runs out, the Lord is saying, I'm going to do incredible things in the ordinary. And the other thing is, and here we'll complete. So she went away, the flour and the oil did not quit. Then it happened after these things that the son of the woman who owned the house became sick. So the enemy, when God does something for you, realize the enemy will not just sit still. Sometimes he will come and attack. And his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. So he died. So she said to Elijah, what have I to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to me to bring my sin to remembrance, to kill my son? And he said to her, give me your son. So he took him out of her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying, laid him on his own bed. Then he cried out to the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, have you also brought tragedy on the widow with whom I lodged by killing her son? And he stretched himself on the child 3 times and cried out to the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him. Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived, and Elijah took the child, brought him down from the upper room into the house, gave him to his mother, and Elijah said, see, your son lives. Then the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that you are a man of God, and the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth. Amen. God hears our prayers and he answers, and the son lives. from no faith to big faith to overflowing faith where they see resurrection glory. Isn't that great? Give the Lord a big clap. We thank you, Father, for awesome miracle, multiplication. And the drought is over. Let's all stand. Celebrate the Lord. Give him thanks. Hallelujah. Praise God. Drought is over. And we receive it. I want you to take it personally. And the thing I wanted to point out is the Lord wants to do external miracles. Where the drought is over in your finances. Drought is over in your children's finances. In your children's marriages. Or in our marriages. The drought is over. Say the drought is over.
Drought is over.
But, this is my final thing. The Lord also wants to touch the drought inside your heart. Okay. Where you have let it get dry. Because God wants to bring rivers of living water where you are once again excited about God and get so drunk with joy with who He is. Some of you today have allowed drought to come into your heart. So it's not just external drought in your life, but it's internal. Put your hand on your heart today. Say, Lord, take away the drought. Any drought in my heart. Let the rain come. No more drought. The drought is broken. Holy Spirit, flow like a mighty river.
Like a mighty river.
From my innermost belly.
My innermost belly.
River.
River
of living water.
Living water.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Happy Mother's Day. I want the healing prayer team come up here, please. And there are some, if you let the drought conditions just totally get you dried out, let them pray for you. If your business is kind of in a dry place, we'll agree in prayer. There are people, the Lord speaking to you. You need a church family. God is saying, join here. Let this become your community. By the way, as we honor, you know, God, we call God the Father. In that sense, do you know who the mother is? It's His church. In Revelation, church is the bride of Christ. So when spiritually we say God is our Father, church traditionally, often, theologically is known as the mother. And we honor father and mother. It is important so you glean. The storehouse, you get all that you need from the reservoirs of the storehouse. God will bless you and your children. Amen. If you need to give your life to Jesus Christ, come up here. Say, I'm empty. I need. It was so wonderful, once again, to see the people baptized. Believe me, that's a thunderclap in the glory. Give the Lord a big clap. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. All right.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800 730-6264. God bless you.